Go woke, go broke. Bud Light wins Creative Marketer Award as sales crater 27%. By Elaine Mallon on June 21, 2023. Bud Light plunged to an all-new low after sales dropped 26.8% the week ending June 10 as Dylan Mulvaney-inspired boycotts of the brand continue, according to data released by Bump Williams Consulting. In the midst of the ongoing boycott, the previous sales low for Bud Light was an almost 26% drop for the week ending May 25, Breitbart noted. This was a tough week for Bud Light and other beer brands. Bump Williams, owner of the consulting company, said, as reported by Daily Mail. Bud Light's sister brand saw a drop in sales as well. Budweiser experienced a 10% drop in sales. Natty Light a 2.3% loss and Michelob a 2.4% loss. The release of these new numbers comes after Marcel Marcongish, Global Chief Marketing Officer of Bud Light's parent company, accepted an award for Creative Marketer of the Year at the Cannes Lions International Festival of Creativity on Monday. Many consider the festival the Oscars of the advertising world. The jury decided on the award for Bud Light's parent company before the controversy and the subsequent boycott, the company's partnership with trans activist Dylan Mulvaney ignited, but it was not presented until Monday, the Daily Mail explained. Marcongish claimed the controversy surrounding Bud Light has been a wake-up call for the beer giant, Breitbart reported. In times like this, when things get divisive and controversial so easily, I think it's an important wake-up call to all of us marketers first of all to be very humble, Marcongish said, adding. That's what we're doing, being very humble, and really reminding ourselves of what we should do best every day, which is to really understand our consumers. Which is to really celebrate and appreciate every consumer that loves our brands, but in a way that can make them be together, not apart. On both sides of the political aisle, boycotts have been enacted against the beer giant. The owner of the Saloon, a Minneapolis gay bar, said they are ditching Anheuser-Busch brands for beer from local breweries because of how the company responded to the public outcry over the Mulvaney partnership, Fox News Digital reported. Anheuser-Busch had an opportunity to support a marginalized community in a way that few other corporations have attempted, but they abandoned that direction. We view that as unacceptable, Saloon owner John Moore told Fox. I'm so protective of doing business with people who have integrity and don't get into an anti-queer agenda.